It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Hey, good afternoon. It's like we never left. They did change the clock a little bit. The guys were out here warming up with 35 minutes to 40 minutes on the clock. And I asked one of the coaches, are they really going to let them warm up this long? And then somebody said something to somebody else, and I look over and there's 20 minutes. Well, now there's 13 and a half minutes, but we'll have a lot more time than we had the first game for this. Our second of three games in a quadruple header here at SUNY Oneonta's Alumni Fieldhouse. We're doing three of the games. This is game number two, and it is actually a rematch of the only loss in the league for Unitico. This game is the MAC Championship Boys, 13th annual version. Unitico has won the last two. Unadilla Valley has stocked up a roster. They've got some athletic JVs that just might play a part into this. But they'll take on Unitico, who is the favorite. They came in with a 10-1 record, or 11-1 in the MAC if you consider their semifinal win against Sydney. Unadilla Valley comes in with a record of 9-2 in the league, 12-4 overall. So let's get started, shall we? It's the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, call 563-4311. The folks at Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, Cal Locke of Unitico and his Spartans, Coach Matt Osborne and his UV Storm, and the players and fans of both teams the best in this afternoon's Section 4 MAC Championship boys basketball game. We'll be back to take a look at both teams a little bit more in depth, see who's here and who may not be here as far as the rosters go as we get ready for the 13th annual MAC Boys Championship basketball game on WCDL.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA!
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more from McDonald's. Some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Every Monday, get a small new McCafe chocolate-covered strawberry frappe for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey here and a host of sponsors to review as we go through our game. And there's about 8 minutes to go. It just so happened I looked up at the clock, saw 8 minutes, almost like it was ready to go. But no, 8 minutes still in the warm-up. Unitigo and Unadilla Valley. And of course, when you only play each other once in the regular season instead of home and home, that nonsense about beating a team three times can go out the window because it's only the second time they've met. And in that game, Unadilla Valley won 63-56. UV shot lights out in the first quarter, leading 21-6. Unitigo wound up trailing by just seven. It was their only league loss in a season where they have six losses overall in a 11-6 season so far. In that game, Kellen Comenda for Unitigo had 23 points and four three-pointers. Tanner Winchester, 21 points. Jonathan Forte was next high with six. So they had Comenda and Winchester doing what they normally do. They didn't get enough support there. And then, of course, Unitigo played Sydney. And, boy, what a matchup that was. Everybody agree? It was a great game because in that, oh, I've lost my place. No worries. In that game, it was a 62-60 win for Unitigo. Sydney and Unitigo had been in the championship game 3 years in a row, so now there's somebody different, that being Unadilla Valley, but Sydney won in 2011 but lost in 12 and 13. Unitigo won in 12 and 13, lost in 11. And now they get a chance to do the three-peat, and that's what they're shooting for today. But that semifinal win was 62-60. Despite Billy Kozak's 20 points, 14 in the second half, Unitigo had enough of Winchester and Comenda combining for 29 points. Out of the 60, combining for 49 out of the 62 points. They got help from Jonathan Forte with 5 points, 3 of 4 in the line in the fourth quarter, and 2 three-pointers from Jared Jones. Jared Jones is one of those kids that is going to give you a great defensive effort. If he scores, he scores, and he's got a nice little three-point touch, and he hit it two. I think he shot it only 3 times in that game. But, of course, Unadilla Valley had to win, and they did. They defeated Green in that one. And I was looking for their game. I was hoping I had a box score of that game. I did not. So I can tell you that the stats that I got from Unadilla Valley, if I can interpret them, David Dufresne had 16 points in that game. Nate Shackleton had 18. Now, Dufresne's, they're normally high score, and he averages, I got to figure out how this is done. He averages 18 a game. Shackleton averages 15, but in that game against Unitigo, against Green, Shackleton had 18, Dufresne 16, and they got a nice 11 points from Nick White. So three guys in double figures certainly helped. And rebounding-wise, you're going to look at Dufresne. He's pretty much the best all-around player on the team, despite being just a sophomore. He's averaging 8 rebounds a game, which leads by 3 over Nick White and Brett Hanselmeyer. He also leads with 6, Bryant Maynard leads with 6 assists per ball game. Bryant Maynard was the guy who I think Unitigo has to be very careful of, because he's the guy that gets the ball to Dufresne and Shackleton and White. And I think both teams are going to play a lot of man-to-man. I think Matt Osborne will be mixing up his defenses a little bit more than Coach Cal Locke will. Cal Locke likes to run man-to-man from start to finish. When he sat out, he attended the birth of his twins a couple of weeks ago. JV coach Lou Kizer took over. Lou Kizer likes to mix up man-to-man and zone, and they did that in the game that I covered them against Green. So it's an interesting coaching philosophy, difference in coaching philosophy. But Matt Osborne will run man-to-man. He will run zone, depending on what's going on. And both coaches said, you know what? In a game on a college court as compared to a high school court, things will be different. We've told our bench players they've got to be ready to come in the game. They've got to be ready to play maybe a little bit more than they normally do, because if you run and gun up and down the floor, you're going to get tired. I don't care what kind of shape you're in, you're going to get tired. Now, Comenda and Winchester will pretty much stay on the floor unless somebody gets into foul trouble for Unitigo. For Unadilla Valley, you'll see Maynard, you'll see White, you'll see Dufresne, you'll see Shackleton on the floor. They'll mix it up with their other players. Definitely we'll see Jared Hanselmeyer. Definitely we'll see Brett Hanselmeyer, senior and sophomore respectively. Hank DeGlee is in there. He's a big guy. And they brought up three JVs. And you normally don't say much about it till the end of a game, maybe, that they might get a couple of token minutes in. In this case, could be different. Tyler Simmons, Ryan Postma, and Ethan Gray are all sophomores on the JV team, but they're very athletic. And Coach Osborne said, I just may use them in certain situations. All right, we're going to take a break about 2:14 before our national anthem. And we are going to have Miss Caitlin Jackson, our American Idol contestant from 2014, is back home and ready to just keep singing and being a kid, being a student, 16 years old on Thursday. She'll be singing our anthem tonight live on this 13th annual, MAC Boys Championship game. And you're going to hear it live. And when we come back on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDL and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
I was born with Levi, was so proudly revealed at the twilight flashing, whose stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, was so gallantly seen. And the rugged red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the of the brave.
Gotta love it.
Caitlin Jackson, ladies and gentlemen.
And we'll have our starting lineup given, and our non-starters given by announcer John Horn. Gives me a little break.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tour Arena at SUNY Oneonta. It is now time for the Mac Boys Championship. Tonight's game features the Unadilla Valley Storm and the Unitego Spartan. First, the non-starters for Unadilla Valley. Senior number 3, David Schwab. Senior number 5, Dalton Miner. Junior number 10, Stephen Gillette. Junior number 11, John Schremerhorn. Senior number 13, Jared Hanselmeyer. Sophomore number 14, Tyler Sinnott. Senior number 24, Mason Alford. Sophomore number 30, Ryan Postma. Junior number 34, Willie Lamont. Sophomore number 42, Ethan Gray. And junior number 44, Hank DeGree. Your Unadilla Valley Storm non-starters. Now the non-starters for the Unitego Spartans. Senior number 12, Joel Van Alstein. Sophomore number 22, Braden Deedle. Senior number 52, Jonathan Forte. Sophomore number 30, Derek Bean. Junior number 32, Josh Young. Senior number 34, Eric Hartshorn. Sophomore number 40, Mark Marzuski. Sophomore number 54, Jake DeJoy. And sophomore number 50, Kyle Spalding, your Unitego non-starter. And now, the starting lineup. First, for the Storm, senior number 1, Ryan Maynard. For the Spartan, senior number 10, Dylan Kermenda. For the Storm, senior number 12, Nick White. For the Spartan, senior number 14, Corbin Henry. For the Storm, sophomore number 15, David Dufresne. For the Spartan, junior number 20, Jader Winchester. For the Storm, sophomore number 20, Brett Hanselmeyer. For the Spartan, senior number 42, Shane Bucci. For the Storm, senior number 23, Nate Shackleton. For the Spartan, junior number 44, Jared Jones. Head coach for the Storm is Matt Osborne. Head coach for the Spartans is Cal Lock.
Well, no one does the announcing for starting lineups quite like John Horn. So we've got Unadilla Valley in their dark with purple storm, purple numbers with white trim, and all of that. We also want to thank our sponsors that include C.H. Landers. Thank you. Bainbridge Coin Laundry, Morabito Energy Products, Enchanted Gardens of Nineveh, Scoville Mino Family of Dealerships, Don Deli and Franklin, Otigo Family Dentistry. All right, we are ready to go. To my left will be UV's basket in the first half. To my right will be Unitigo's. We are ready to go. We'll pass along anybody that's logging on for sure. And the tap is controlled by Unadilla Valley as David Frey just out jumps Jared Jones. Ready to roul. Dufresne, a foul line jump shot. Soft touch, but it doesn't go this time. The rebound by Shane Bucci. We are underway. Unitigo going to my left. They start Jared Jones in the lineup this time. Good student section representation. Kamenda. Kylan Kamenda passes down low. It's like I've got a vision problem. I've got a referee in my way half the time. This will be interesting. So turned over. Unitigo did not get a shot off before the ball was turned over. Spartans got the rebound off a UV miss by David Dufresne. And starting in, a little soft touch turnaround shot by Hanselmeyer. No good, but UV continues to pursue the ball. And they've got another chance. Shackleton for three. Left side, no. Oh, there's Kamenda on the floor. No surprise. A shot by Nick White misses. Dufresne muscles for the rebound. Flips out the pass. And continuing to flee on offense, the UV Storm, and they now back it out with Nate Shackleton, guarded by Kellen Kamenda. Unitigo will definitely be in the man-to-man defense. Pass to Dufresne. Dufresne looks right, shoots, scores, left side. David Dufresne, I only did one other game this year with Unadilla Valley. That was the double overtime thriller win for Sydney in a game that put Sydney in second place. There is Tanner Winchester driving down the right side lane, shooting over Nick White. Winchester, the leading scorer for Unitigo, along with Kellen Kamenda. And the best scorers for both teams have the first baskets for their team, and we are tied at two. Pass down in low for Hanselmeyer. There's a pushing foul, a push-off. Looks like it might be on Corbin Henry. UV Storm right behind me with their yelling. Nope, it's going to be on Shane Bucci. I saw four by the official. Shot from the outside, a three-pointer. Nate Shackleton puts it up. One of their leading three-point scorers cashes in, but it's not a three-pointer. It's a two-pointer. 4-2 is the score. Winchester going for the ball. It's stripped away. The ball is loose, and a kick is called. So right away we have intense defense for both sides. Remember the first game, the girls game, could be the first one in MAC history with no 3-point shots made. We have another kick. It's going to be a kick and the ball goes to UV Storm out in front 4-2, 5:40 to go first quarter. Energy level picks up a bit as we start this ball game. Dufresne thought about a shot outside, went for a drive, and then gets called for the travel. He is a kid who's got energy, and he's got a tremendous leaping ability. Very light on his feet as well. Well, Tanner Winchester, same way for Unitigo. Kamenda, left side three-pointer. No, off the rim to the far side. Brett Hanselmeyer rebounds for UV. So up on the floor comes Shackleton. He'll play the point. Looked at a three. No, it's Dufresne to shoot a three. Short, he goes after his own rebound, but it's Nick White inside in the crowd. Can't hit it, but there's contact on the shot. Four, that could be Shane Bucci's second. Yeah, that is second on Shane Bucci. So right away, two fouls on Bucci, and Cal Locke is got that quizzical look on his face. And now he's going to have to probably make a decision on bringing somebody in the game. It would most likely be Eric Hartshorn. But let's see what happens. No substitute. It will be Eric Hartshorn, as Nick White will miss the first free throw.
Eric Hartshorn comes in for UNC.
White's second shot is also no good. Hartshorn with a rebound. And he's on the floor, and again, that official is right in my way. It's out of bounds, and apparently the way everybody's moving, it's going to be Spartans ball. Nick White came into this game shooting just 1-for-4 from the free throw line, believe it or not. Hard to tell the way he drove in like that. Kamenda driving in, oh, lost it, zips the pass over to Jared Jones for three, right side short. Follows his own shot, but Dufresne had the position. Dufresne, hard charging left side against Corbin Henry, lays it up and in, and he's fouled. David Dufresne. A quick start for the sophomore. Sure to be the next 1,000-point scorer for Unadilla Valley. He played with the last one, Justin Hofer, who graduated last year. So Corbin Henry with the first foul for him. Dufresne will finish. He's got 5 points. It's 7-2. Dufresne came in shooting 30-for-59, and I correct myself. White was 40-for-68, 59% coming into the game. Dufresne 30-for-59, 51%. He makes his one and only try. 7-2. Jones hands it off on a weave to Winchester. Pass, the ball is kicked away, but this year the kick is not always a given. They won't stop the clock on a kick like that off the side of the foot. 4:06 left, first quarter. Maynard passes down low, broken up by Jones. Good defensive play by double four. 4 minutes to go, and Unitigo held to just one basket. Remember, the first quarter against against Unadilla Valley, Unitigo was held to 6 points while UV went out to a 21-point first quarter. Hartshorn in the corner, guarded by Dufresne. Back out to Kamenda. Kamenda passes back to Jones. Jones a little hesitant. No, Henry, I mean. Henry's pass broken up by Dufresne. Change of direction, goes up. And he leans in just enough to draw the foul. That'll be two on Henry. So here's the deal. Unitigo with two fouls for Corbin Henry and two fouls for Shane Bucci. And Braden Beadle is unavailable, just so you know. Shot by Dufresne is missed.
Jonathan Forte comes in for the Spartans.
Oh, looks like Jonathan Forte is sporting a new number, 52 today. 52 for the day. He's normally 24. Shot is up for Dufresne, and he'll make the second one. 6 points for Dufresne, 8-2. The lead is 6 for the Storm. Trying to win two in a row against Unitigo, who came in with just one loss to UV in the league. A layup by Winchester, too hard. He went left side with the right hand, missed it. Forte breaks up the pass. Traveling on Brett Anselmeyer, who stumbled his way through for a pass. So a smaller lineup on the floor for Unitigo. Not that they're blessed with a lot of height. UV's going to have the height advantage. Winchester, Forte, Kamenda, Jones, and Hartshorn. 3:05 to go. Winchester driving in. Passes to the left for Kamenda. Kamenda backs up, shoots the three. Swish! Happy birthday, Kellen Kamenda. Today is his 18th birthday. I was waiting for a chance to throw that out there. 8-5, big play for the senior. Kellen Kamenda, third-year varsity player. Maynard guarded by Forte, driving in. Maynard lost it. Winchester pops into his hand. Maynard with both hands out going, I must have been fouled. Kamenda thought about a three. No, goes top shelf for Forte. Forte lost his dribble. Goes to the right for Jones. 21 on the shot clock. Kamenda now is at the top of the key. Left wing pass to Winchester. Driving hard. Reverse layup. No, but he's fouled. Tanner Winchester springing to the basket. Goes up and under. That will be the first foul on Unadilla Valley, and it is assigned to sophomore Brett Anselmeyer, his first. teams first, and Winchester at the line, one of your better free throw shooters in the league.
Winchester makes the first, they'll get another one.
Tanner coming in shooting 74% from the line. He had a big night against Sydney. Second shot is good. Back in that game, he was 9 for 13, but he missed his three of his last four. Started out 8 for 8. 8 to 7, so the Spartans are down by just one. Hanselmeyer might have gotten away with a travel there. Maynard, one dribble and done, off to Dufresne, lost the ball. There's a whistle, though. Let's see where the foul's going to go. Blocked out by the official yet again. That's going to be on Tanner Winchester. So five fouls on Unitigo, just one on Unadilla Valley. Non-shooting, so they'll inbound. Good defense by, good defense by Hartshorn. I mean, they did a great job team-wise to make it a late throw-in, but Hartshorn with a deflection and recovery. Commenda inside Winchester, snakes around, wheels and deals, and gets the ball to go, and we've got our first lead change of the ball game. It was 7-2 UV. It's now 9-8 Unitigo. Winchester with 6 points. Shot by Dufresne for two, and he puts UV back on top. Dufresne with a great shooting touch. He's got 8 points. Two of the top scorers in this league are dueling it out. 8 points for Dufresne, 6 for Winchester, 10-9 Storm. Jared Jones, nice little runner in the lane. It lays on the rim, but then falls off, and Dufresne has the rebound on the near side. Spartans going to my left. Shackleton, change of pace, shoots it up with a teardrop, and it's good. Nate Shackleton, awesome move. Shot with all the confidence in the world, so it's a 12-9 lead. Commenda. His team trails by three, 47 seconds to go in the first quarter. Open is Forte, the pass for Winchester, way off the mark, coming from nowhere is Commenda for the rebound, missed out on the follow-up. Inside positioning for Shackleton, 34 seconds to go. They can't quite play for one, but they can get it darn close in this one. 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. There's a second difference on the shot clock and the game clock. Dufresne battling with Winchester. A hanging jumper, short, it might have been blocked. Hartshorn with a recovery for Unitigo and a nice defensive stop by Unitigo. 10 seconds to go, Commenda. Oh, it's a reach-in foul by Dufresne. Commenda pulled the ball back just a little bit. Dufresne putting his hand in. That's called a hold by the book, but because there's no such call as a reach-in, but that's exactly what Dufresne did. Dufresne's foul will be number one. Unadilla of the Valley foul number two. 8.9 seconds to go in this fast-moving first quarter. 12-9, Spartans trail UV by three, but have a chance for a last shot. Oh, rejected pass by Shackleton. Jones, a little routine with the pass back to Forte, and the ball got into the UV crowd to my right. Jones looking up for Commenda, guarded closely by Shackleton. Commenda for three at the foot. No, at the two-second mark. Dufresne with a recovery. And no one will score at the end of this quarter. Unadilla Valley 12. Unitigo 9. We've got ourselves a barn burner. Two lead changes and a tie already. It's the 13th annual MAC Boys Basketball Championship from Oneonta on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Oh, my gosh. According to engineer Joe Gardner, we've got them from all parts of the United States. We got the major cities crackling through here. Unitigo trailing by three. They didn't get a shot off in the end of the first quarter. And Winchester uncharacteristically throws the ball away. It's loose. It's David Dufresne with the ball for UV. Heading to by left. A three on two. Dufresne goes up and over. Knocks over Hartshorn. No call, but no basket either. Winchester on the other way. Three on two. The other way. Forte scores it. Jonathan Forte with a basket off the no-look feed from Tanner Winchester. And it's UV 12, Unitigo 11 starting the second quarter. If I ever get a break, I'll tell you where people are logging in from. And Hartshorn is going to stop the penetration by Nick White, and that's going to be a foul. Eric's first foul. That's six on Unitigo, and I said before, just two on Unadilla Valley, and at the line is Nick White to shoot two. First one makes look easy. He missed the first two that he was given. Two for five from the line, team-wise, in the first quarter for UV. Nick White, who was over two, is now two for four as he makes both. We've got him from a lot of major cities. I'll try to throw it in there where I can. 14 to 11. Kamenda around the screen. Banks it in from the foul line off a pass from Jonathan Forte. Uh-oh, as they say, but 5 points for Kamenda. And at this point, you accept any and all baskets, no matter how they go in. 14-13, Storm by one, and they have the ball. Man-to-man defense by the Spartans. Around the screen. Shot by Shackleton, but it's a two. It's a deep, deep two-pointer. Shackleton has 6 points, and it's back to a three-point lead, 16-13 with 6:40 to go. Tanner Winchester, who had 6 points in the first quarter. Hartshorn, starting along with Kamenda, Jones, Forte, who's got the ball at the top of the game, and of course, Tanner Winchester. Forte finds a way, goes up lefty layup, but misses it. Oh, he zigzagged through a double team, but misses the layup. Left side for Brett Maynard. Bryant Maynard passes back to Nate Shackleton. Shackleton's way at the top of the key. To the right side for David Dufresne, who leads all scorers with 8 points. Dufresne to Maynard in the corner. Now it's Brett Hanselmeyer right back to Maynard. Driving in. Oh, he might have gotten away with a travel. They keep the ball. Dufresne for three, and it's off the mark. Kamenda and Maynard going for it. Both of them on the floor. Coming away from the scrum is Nick White. He goes up, misses it. Jones might have did get away with a foul. And a travel on Dufresne. David Dufresne can't question that call. He got the ball and put both feet up in the air without dribbling. So the first five for UV has played the entire game. They now take a 30-second timeout and have made subs. I'm going to stay right here. First of all, checking in, Charlotte, North Carolina, Cambridge, Massachusetts, Chicago, Illinois, New York City, Portland, Oregon, Albany, New York, Stowe, Vermont, Redwood City, California, Orlando, Florida, and somebody from Geneseo, SUNY Geneseo. I think she's related to me. Say hi to my daughter, Bryn, B-R-Y-N-N. 16-13 in our game today. Our games today brought to you also in part by Waste Recovery Enterprises and Smith Insurance in Sydney, the Silo Restaurant in Green, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, Lumber in Sydney, Shadello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, B&M Auto in Sydney, and Alpine Roofing of Sydney and Unadilla. 5:39 left, second quarter, 16-13. Kellen Kamenda for three. The birthday boy hits another one. 8 points for Kellen Kamenda. He and Winchester, 14 of their team, 16. And look at that. We're tied at 16, our second tie of the game. So there's new players in. Hank DeGlee shoots the ball. He's one of the new players. He lost the ball off the miss. And Kellen Kamenda in transition. He looks right, passes left, Komenda, Forte. Forte double teamed off the Komenda. Komenda off a no-look pass. Jones for three, and it's off the rim. Rebound is taken by Nick White for Unadilla Valley in the Storm. Chance to regain the lead. Shackleton in there along with Dufresne. We've got Mason Alford, number 24, and Dufresne again called for the travel for the same reason. And there, what I like about that call, not that he got the travel call, is that the call was made. They're getting away with more and more travels these days, and these referees, these three referees, are not letting that happen either way. It just so happens Dufresne's been called for two of for both of them. Komenda driving in, a little soft shot, misses. He gets the rebound, taps it right out to Tanner Winchester. That one also misses. Hartshorn leaps up and taps the ball out, but it taps into the hands of Mason Alford. He gives off to Dufresne. Dufresne, a little finger roll, up and good. David Dufresne, undeterred from those travel calls. He's got 10 points. 4:15 to go, so there was no lead change there. That was a regaining of the lead after a 16-all tie. Eric Hartshorn drives in, goes up, and draws the foul. They lost the ball. The ball got stripped away, but it looks like contact on the body on the way up. The foul's going to be on junior Hank DeGlee. Third team foul on the Storm. Looks like Bryant Maynard's going to check back in for Unadilla Valley in between free throws. Eric Hartshorn at the line. His first shot is no good. Now, Hartshorn, not a frequent flyer when it comes to the free throws. 6 for 15 coming in, just 40%. And this one clanks off the rim. Second shot is good. So you take it when you can. 18-17, the lead cut in half to 1 point. 18-17, 4 minutes to go in the first half. We'll do the Section 4 C&D boys brackets for you. I don't have a lot to choose from for games. Bryant Maynard passes into DeGlee. He's in the paint a long time. Kicks it out, though. The shot taken by the right side by Nick White. No good. Rebounded by Mason Alford, and he hustles it back up for the basket. Mason Alford's first basket. Jared Jones, he's on the left wing, passes down low to a wide open Kellen Komenda. The turnaround is good. Komenda with 10 points, but give Jared Jones the credit for a great pass there. Student section happy to support their boys. And a pass inside to Mason Alford, and a very strange basket for Alford. He's right-handed. He was fading left away from the basket and put it up, scooped it up with the right hand and made it. Forte's foul will be his first, and that makes 17 fouls, but in this case, a non-issue, as Alford now gets the free throw. He has made an impact. He's got 5 points off the bench as he makes that free throw, and it makes it 23-19, Storm by four. Spartans come up with Winchester. Over to Komenda, left side. They don't give him that much room because he won't shoot the three. Pass to Forte. Forte passes back to Komenda, and it's out of bounds. Touch. Oh, they say Forte threw it away. Matt Osborne sold that one because it was right in front of him. He pointed toward UV's basket, and that's exactly what happened. 2:53 left in this first half. UV, Unadilla Valley, 23. Unitingo, 19. Alford off the bench with 5 points. He's at the foul line now. Passes with the ball to Maynard. Maynard fall away from foul line. No. Rebound Komenda. Nobody close. Outlets to Winchester. Winchester, quick pass to Jones, lays it in with the left hand. Jared Jones with a basket, but that was commended to Winchester to Jones. Bing, bang, boom, that took 3 seconds to complete. 23-21, Storm down, or up by two. Shackleton passes inside to DeGlee, no good, and Komenda with a rebound, inside position on DeGlee. DeGlee call for over the back. Komenda's kind of upset about that. He wanted to take off running. Hank DeGlee has picked up 2 fouls off the bench. 4 team fouls on UV, though. 2:14 left in the first half. 23-21, Unadilla Valley leads Unitingo by two. They defeated the Spartans in their in the Spartans' only league loss. Tanner Winchester back to Comenda at the foul line. Short with a shot. Rebound on the fly by Shackleton. Shackleton driving through traffic with the basketball. Passes left side to Hanselmeyer, who's back in the ballgame. Call for travel. Good call by the official. After this game, it's Franklin Milford Girls Tri-Valley Championship. Yeah, I'll be doing that one too. Evanston and Milford Boys for the boys for Tri-Valley Boys Championship. I will not be doing that one. I might watch it though. 1:45 to play in the half. Kellen Comenda. Picked up by Nate Shackleton. That's a heck of a matchup there. Forte to Winchester, who was picked up by Nick White. Winchester sees a little room. A hanging jumper from the foul line, and it's good. Winchester took that split second to make the shot count. 8 points for Winchester, tied at 23, our third tie of the ball game. Down to a minute 20. Maynard, right wing, off to Dufresne, who's back in the ballgame. Lets it loose for three. No good. Rebound. Forte, but it was a ricochet rebound. Winchester. Winchester almost picked off by Dufresne, who thought Winchester thought about passing to Jones on a almost a deja vu, but Jared Jones for three, left side short. Rebound out to Brett Hanselmeyer. He unloads to Nick White, and under a minute to go, who's going to break the tie? Shackleton off his foot, and they'll say it's still in play. Comenda drives up. Oh, he's fouled by Nate Shackleton, and that's an unfortunate play for number 23. What happened was Shackleton was making a move, and it went off somebody's foot. And like I said, you don't always call a kick on the defense anymore. So it was off his foot. He was trying to save it because he thought he was going to get called for backcourt. The ball came loose, and Comenda picked it up, and he took advantage of it. Now the free throw is no good for Comenda, who's got a team-high 10 points. 23 all tie. The foul on Shackleton, his first. Second shot, no good, but he gets his own rebound, puts it up, and scores it! So it's got the same effect as hitting two free throws. He got the rebound and put it back up for 2 points. The tie is broken. We've got three lead changes. Down inside, Bryant Maynard, rejected by Jones, but they're going to call him for a foul. Wow, Jared Jones got all kinds of block on that. I think the referee saw, yeah, he calls a push. He didn't say on the arm. He called a push. So Jones picks up his first foul. That's eight on Unitingo, and at the line is Bryant Maynard. He's been held scoreless. Shot is up, and it's no good. Bryant Maynard on the season, just 5 for 19. Now he's 5 for 20, 20% from the line. Second shot is up, and it's good. Same as Eric Hartshorn for Unitingo, shooting a poor percent. Getting 1 for 2 is a moral victory, and they cancel each other out. But now Unitingo leads by 1 with 16 to go. It'll be up to them on the last possession of the first half, and there Kellen Comenda and Taylor Winchester want to work together. Comenda for 3, left side short. Rebound with 6 seconds, Hartshorn. Back out to Comenda. 2 seconds to go. Winchester passes to Hartshorn, and they won't get the shot off. Too much time spent by Unitingo. Comenda, first of all, Comenda got the shot off. Hartshorn got the rebound, and they made one pass too many. Winchester, and they never got the shot off. We do get a 15-minute break at halftime. That's more than the 10 we usually get, so that'll help us out. And we can hear from our great sponsors in our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll include the Section 4 tournament. So 25-24, Unitingo by 1. We've had 3 ties and 3 lead changes. And who will win this game? We've got a dramatic second half ready to go. But not until we have our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Stick around. 25-24, Unitingo by 1. It's the 13th annual MAC Boys Championship on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. We've got halftime here. It already got a scoring. We've got a scoring controversy. And in fact, I'm looking up and there is definitely a scoring controversy. We'll talk about that in just a second. I might have to run across the way. Which I didn't think I'd do because everything's right up there on the scoreboard. Our halftime show at Dewar Arena, SUNY Oneonta Alumni Fieldhouse, brought to you by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. And, well, it's been a back-and-forth game to be sure. Unitigo has the one-point lead, 25-24. Everything for Unitigo checks out except assigning points to players. We've got Kellen Kamenda down with 12 points, 2 3-pointers, 0-for-2 from the line. That looks pretty good up there on the board. Tanner Winchester I've got with 8 points. They've got him for 6. 2 points for Jonathan Forte, 1 for Eric Hartsoar, and 1-for-2 from the line. Jared Jones had a late basket for 2. That should be 8 field goals from 2-point range, 2 from the 3-pointer by Kamenda, and 3-for-6 from the line for 25 points. That checks out. Unadilla Valley has, in my book, has David Dufresne with 10 points. That also looks good. I've got Mason Alford with 6 points, or with 5 points, rather, 2 baskets, and he made a 3-point play to make it 5 points. Bryant Maynard with 1 free throw in 2 tries for 1. And Nick White, 1-for-4 from the line with 1. And then Nate Shackleton, who I thought had a 3-pointer, they said it was a 2. I've got him down for 6 points. I'm definitely going to have to go over the scores table. 9:24 left, so I've got time to do that. more people. I've got all kinds of paperwork here. Checking in, we've got people from Brazil, Illinois, Jasmine Estates in Florida, Gansevoort, New York. We got Orlando in Florida, Redwood City, California, Stowe, Vermont, Portland, Albany, Chicago, Buffalo, Charlotte, Boston, Portland, Oregon. I mean, it's crazy today. This is crazy in a good way. Section 4 tournament brackets have been announced. I've got the boys, C and D. And I think I have the answer to where I'm going to be on Tuesday night. That'll be at Unitigo as they take on Marathon. That's an 8 versus 9 seed. The winner of that will take on top seed Elmira Notre Dame. I saw the highlights from Elmira Notre Dame and Lansing last night. Lansing's the 5 seed, Elmira Notre Dame the 1 seed. They're the large school IAC. The highlight for both teams were dunks. There were alley-oop dunks. There were breakaway dunks. There were rebound dunks. There were dunks. Unitigo does not dunk. So that'll be, you know, they got to get by Marathon first, and I'll be there for that game on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Harpersville is the 12 seed. They'll play Lansing, and maybe they'll see what the dunks are all about. Watkins Glen is the 4 seed. Newfield, the 3. They get a bye. Watkins Glen gets a bye. UV is the 6 seed. They'll host Kander on Tuesday night at 7. Green is the 7 seed. They'll host Spencer Van Etten. Moravia gets a bye as the 2 seed. Elmira Notre Dame gets a bye as the 1 seed. For the Class D, Delhi drops down to D this year for the first time. They are the 7 seed and will host Lawrence, the winner of that, to take on Davenport, the 2nd seed, versus Franklin, the 15 seed. Athens, the 11 seed. They're going to be at South Courtright on Tuesday night. Milford, the 3 seed, playing later on today against Evanston. They'll host Deposit. Edmiston is the 1 seed as the unbeaten team in Class D. They got a bye and will play the winner of Stanford and Margaretville. So crazy as that is, you know, Athens could make some noise. They have a team that held up well, even though their record doesn't show it. I think they held up pretty well. We're going to take another break. I'm going to go find out the true answers to all of this. The score is 25-24, Unitigo leading Unadilla Valley. There was a pop of a balloon behind me. Everybody turns, and now everybody's laughing, so ha, ha, ha. And 25-24 is the score. We'll be back with the preview of the second half. Let me get these scores right, and when we come back, I'll tell you more of our great sponsors that we have going on here tonight as the MAC Championship, 13th annual here at Oneonta's Alumni Fieldhouse. And it's Unitigo 25, Unadilla Valley 24. Stay with us. It's live basketball on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
The next time you visit a Scovelmina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top, but you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovelmino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. and I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Still 4 minutes plus to go before the second half begins. These kids are not used to this much time, and they got out of the normal plays, and normally they get about 2 minutes to shoot. Well, they get about 6 minutes, 7 minutes tonight. And the correction I had to make is easy. It was as easy as it could be. I had Nick White for making two free throws in the second quarter. If you remember, he missed his first two, made his second two. By the way, I did it sloppily. It looked like I only had put one in. That's the correction. So they have nine. UV has 9 two-pointers. They are 6 for 10 from the line, and that's 24, and that is correct. So they've scored 12 in both quarters. They had a 12-9 lead. The Unitigo outscored them 16-12 in the second half, and that's where we are, 25-24. Our sponsorships today, they're never-ending. We've got, we've got Beagle's Plumbing and Heating of Harpersville, Preferred Mutual Insurance in New Berlin, Rich's Auto Body in Franklin, and Huff Ice Cream of Sydney. We've got Otigo Family Dentistry in Otigo, of course. Don's Deli in Franklin, Scoville Mino Family and Dealerships in Nineveh for Enchanted Gardens. We've got Waste Recovery and Smith Insurance of Sydney, Amerigas and R.E. Wilbur of Sydney, all branches of SFCU, Butler Auto Sales, Amphenol Corporation, Roberts Eye Care of Sydney and Vestal, Jessef House Building Supply, Neighbors Insurance, Chambers and O'Hara, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, the Silo Restaurant in Green, Alpine Roofing, I mean, on and on and on it goes. Today being the league championship, everybody's free to start in again on Tuesday and Wednesday. A lot of people are confused that as if this game means that the loser is out for the year. No, this is the league championship. This is the league championship. Will it be Unitigo or Unadilla Valley? It will not affect the seeds. Unadilla Valley boys are 11th seed, and the Unitigo team is 8th, and will take on Marathon in the first round. I'll be there Tuesday at 7 o'clock. I don't have many choices after that for the boys, but the girls' choices are all over the place. Last year, followed Harpersville to the state finals before they lost to Bishop Kearney, a parochial school who some feel didn't have any business being in there. That was a very big controversy. Their boys team, Bishop Kearney boys last year, won the AA championship. And one of their players is now playing at Syracuse. Unitigo has to, as far as looking for the second half, and we don't get that opportunity very much here, Unitigo has to keep the pace going, their pace. They're not that much of a half-court set team. But the athleticism Unadilla Valley is evident today, especially with Dufresne and Shackleton. They just run up and down the floor like crazy, and you can't take anything for granted. I think screens are going to be important. I think some of the other players who aren't used to scoring a lot might have to step in, and of course free throws are playing a big part of that. For Unadilla Valley, they've got to just keep guys out of foul trouble. Hank DeGlee is the only one with two. David Dufresne was held to just the one foul. Brent Hanselmeyer, Nate Shackleton, other starters both with one foul. For Unitigo, they've got Shane Bucci with two. He didn't see any time in the second quarter. Two fouls for Corbin Henry. He didn't see any time in the second quarter. But one, just one for Winchester, one for Forte, one for Hartshorn, one for Jared Jones, and none for Kellen Comenda. You might see Joel Van Alstyne out there in the second half. That's another thing. He's got speed to burn. He might be wind up taking Nate Shackleton for a time or two. So we thank Maravito Energy Products. Halftime report sponsor, Maravito Energy Products, 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. Unitigo is on the side opposite me. A lot of folks watching. The beauty of the league championship, though, is there's a lot of people from a lot of different schools here. I see Sydney folks. The Afton folks, Bainbridge Guilford folks, it's great. All right, here we go, second half of action. It is the same starters for Unadilla Valley. Bryant Maynard, who passes into Hanselmeyer. Brent Hanselmeyer up and over the rim. A strong move that was too strong. Unitigo going to my left. It's driving down the lane. Winchester banks it in for two. Taylor Winchester. Now the scoreboard up top had him for 6 first half points. We all know he had 10 first half points. Well, these are SUCO students running it. They are on a winter break. There's a fall away from David Dufresne. He missed it, but he ran and got his own rebound. Nobody boxed him out. And that's Dufresne doing what he does best, sort of a Miranda Drummond on the Unadilla Valley boys' side. Drummond the same way. Morgan Bullis for BG, same way. They'll follow their own shot. Commendum for three. This time no good. He's made two in the game, the only two in this game. Three-pointers made by Kellen Commendum, who's celebrating his 18th birthday today. 27-24, Unitigo by three. The weave, a three-man weave, Dufresne to Shackleton for three. We'll tie it up. No. Running down in the corner is Winchester and Dufresne. Two first-team All-Stars for sure this year in the MAC, and the ball will be Unadilla Valley's. 6:44 to go, third quarter. 27-24. Spartans lead by three. This is their largest lead of the ballgame. In the corner, Bryant Maynard. Nice drive to the basket. Puts it up. Would have counted had it gone in. Foul's going to be on Corbin Henry, and that'll be his third. So the defense of Corbin Henry, not much of a factor when he's getting called for the foul, so that's going to change things up. We'll have a substitution here very quickly. Meanwhile, at the line, Bryant Maynard makes the first. He's 2 for 3. Substitution, Eric Hartshorn is in the ballgame, replacing Corbin Henry, who's just so frustrated, and they're going to want to get him back. Well, he's smiling when he comes off, so he's not too upset, I guess. 6:39 left, third quarter. This one misses. Maynard pushes off Hartshorn to get to his own rebound. Referees didn't see that part of it, but he hustled, and that's what I saw. So possession. Dufresne, a wheel and deal to the hoop, and it's up and good. David Dufresne has a dozen, and we're tied again at 27, our fourth tie of the ballgame. Tanner Winchester on the switch, picked up by Shackleton. Pass inside to Hartshorn, threw a double team. He's doubled inside, can't hit the shot. Hansemeyer rebound for the Storm, who can now take the lead with this basket. Driving in Shackleton against Jones, short on the shot. Saved by White, but no, he's out of bounds. I thought he saved it. Sure, they have the tallest referee right in my line of sight. 27 all. Commenda, Winchester, Jones, Hartshorn, and Bucci. Shane Bucci, haven't heard a lot from him either because he was in foul trouble. He's setting the screen now for Tanner Winchester. Winchester driving in hard, lays it up, scores it. Tanner Winchester with 12, 29-27. Both top players, Dufresne for UV, Winchester for Unitigo with 12 points apiece. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Trying for the equalizer. Maynard could have gotten away with a travel there. An extra step. Hansemeyer takes the miss. Rebound. Ball fake goes up, and you hear the reaction. He scored it. Brett Hansemeyer's first basket. And it's 29-29 tie. Fifth tie in the game. Winchester answers on the other side. Elbow jump shot good. 14 for Winchester, and he's on fire. 31-29, Spartans back up by two. Up the floor slowly comes Shackleton, guarded by Jared Jones. That's an interesting matchup. Winchester is guarding somebody else. Dufresne for three, missed it. Rebound inside by White. He scores it, and he's fouled on the putback. That foul's going to go on. Is that Commenda? Yep. Commenda's first foul. White at the line. His first basket. And this one will go as well. 5 points for Nick White. UV has taken the lead back. Our fourth lead change of the ballgame. 4:50 to go in this third quarter. A short timeout. We've got sponsors to tell you about. We've got Walgreens Floor Covering at NBT of Sydney. Well, NBT all over the place, right? Eggley and Amphenol Corporation. We've got Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. We've got Bainbridge Coin Laundry, C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney. Alpine Roofing, B&M Auto, Smith Insurance, Waste Recovery, BEP, Roma's in Sydney and Morris. All right, we're back live for this one. We never left live. We're back at Unity. Oh, nice steal of the plate, but Winchester called for travel. Nick White stole the ball from Tanner Winchester. Winchester tried to get it back, and it's called for travel. UV has regained the lead at 32-31. Four lead changes and five ties. It's everything you want a championship game to be. Passes batted by Hartshorn. It's White misses, and Comenda comes in from the weak side, and he might have drawn a foul, or maybe the foul's on him. Hold on. Referees are conferring because I think one of them had foul on number one. The other one had foul on 1-0. No, all three of them are coming together now. Bryant Maynard is standing there like he's going to inbound the ball underneath the UV basket. Oh, it will be the second foul on Comenda. Team's fourth foul. No fouls on UV. Same thing happened in the first quarter. Spartans had the first four called against them. Pass comes into DeFray, who leaps and goes left side to White, and UV missed a chance to score an easy basket. DeFray had all the attention, and he simply went up with the right hand without the ball, passed it with his left hand to Nick White, who missed the inside shot. Out of bounds, Matt Osborne livid. Everybody on the other side says that was the wrong call, but Unitigo's not complaining. They've got the basketball. So it's Winchester, guarded by Maynard. Tanner, spinning move, goes off to Hartshorn, left side, good! Winchester dishes at the last second for Eric Hartshorn, who scores his first basket. And the lead is back to Unitigo by one, 33-22. Driving in Dufresne, pops it in from the free throw line, good! 14 for Dufresne, UV back on top, 34-33. Sixth lead change of the ball game, third in the second half. Hartshorn, oh, a pass to Comenda, who hesitated to go. Comenda still gets it back, passes off inside, and there's a Dufresne foul over the top of Bucci. That's going to be his second. No. I thought it was Dufresne 1-5. They say 1-2. That's on Nick White, but only his first, and, of course, only the first team foul for UV, who's not in foul trouble in the least. 34-33, not the same with Unitigo. Jones flips one in. No, partially blocked. Dufresne rebounds. Passes up ahead to Shackleton. Left-hand layup is good. Nate Shackleton with 8 points, 36-33. Here comes Winchester coming in. A blocking call on Dufresne, and that could have gone either way. Dufresne planted and will be called for his second foul. That could have been easily been a Winchester offensive foul. But Winchester was bound and determined to just bring it with everything he had. Two shots at the line. First shot is short. Winchester shooting 75% this season. He's 2 for 2, misses the first, 2 for 3. I see Jim Weir in the house. His Milford girls going to be playing Franklin soon. And Winchester misses both. Unheard of. 36-33, storm by three. Shackleton, skip pass out to Dufresne. Winchester broke it up. Oh, most out of bounds. UV, wow, quickness. White back out to Shackleton. 17 on the shot clock. Both defenders with quick hands. Dufresne for three, way off the mark, and Jones rebounds for Unitigo. He's going to bring it up the floor. Now gives it off to Winchester at half court. Spartans trailing by three. Winchester kicks it over to Comenda, left side. Kabuchi right back to Jones. Jones inside to Bucci. The fall away. Blocked shot, but a foul called. I thought the shot was blocked clean. There's the foul. That's going to be... That'll be on David Dufresne. Now, that does cause some concern for Matt Osborne. His star player with three fouls, and I really don't like to say that term, star player, but Dufresne, an excellent, excellent ball player. Shane Bucci at the line. Misses the first. Unitica 0 for 3. Now, here's the key substitution. Number 24 in the ballgame is Mason Alford, who's got 5 points. Checks in for David Dufresne, who sits out with three fouls. Bucci, second shot, no good. Unitica 0 for 4 in the second half. Free throw shooting. Ouch. Bucci was just 4 for 21 coming into this game. Ouch. That's double ouch. Driving in, Maynard up over the rim. Now it falls off. Jones rebounds and then gets the ball knocked away, and they say it was touched last by Unitigo. Jones making a case with the official down there that he got hit on the arm. That's why the ball went out of bounds. Referee not listening. Pass comes into Brett Hanselmeyer, and they kick it back out with a fresh 35-second clock. No-look pass from Hanselmeyer to Maynard. Maynard guarded by... Hartshorn, pass inside. Mason Alford, super sub tonight for the Storm. The fall away jump shot, good, and it's 38-33. UV led by as much as 6 in the first half. They now lead by 5. Winchester, hesitation, back out to Komenda. Komenda, spin move, 10-foot jump shot short. Rebound, Alford, and he stepped on the line. Komenda made that possible. He harassed Alford. Had that play been good, I think the outlet pass would have been stolen. Winchester inside looking for Komenda, but the ball got knocked away by Brett Hanselmeyer. 1:53 to go, third quarter, 38-33, UV by 5. Will it be a new champion this year in the MAC, or will it be Unitigo with a three-peat? Inside Winchester, the fake goes up. And he draws the foul. Tanner Winchester drew the foul that time. He didn't have the greatest look at a shot. Mason Alford will be called for his first foul. Third foul for UV in this half. Two of them on David Dufresne, who's got three and is sitting down with a team high 14 points. Shot by Winchester, no good. Tanner Winchester has missed three in a row. He came in shooting 75%. Second shot is good. Well, that stops the mini drought, 38-34. Unitigo led 33-32, nearly a steal by Komenda. Now Komenda's going to be called for a foul, and they give Nate Shacklett a lot of credit. Komenda's quick, but Shacklett was just as quick. Jones is going to sit down as Komenda picks up his third foul. There's no way Kellen's sitting on the bench at this point. Jones comes out, replaced by Jonathan Forte. Nick White, Nate Shackleton, Bryant Maynard, Brett Hanselmeyer, and Matt Alford. Excuse me, Mason Alford. Alford passes inside to Hanselmeyer. The fall away is short. Rebound. Hartshorn at 5'11", leaps over two guys 5 inches taller. Gotta love the springs on that kid. Komenda to the right side. Forte for three. Big shot short. Rebound, Komenda. Komenda inside. Got the ball popped loose, and he necks it out. And it'll be Forte saving the ball to Bucci. Left side. Driving in Winchester. Hands it off to Bucci, but he didn't hang on to it. Up the other side comes Maynard. Maynard driving in. Knocks over Forte. No call. That's going to be out of bounds against the Storm. And Forte gets up smiling because he got pummeled. No call, but it went out of bounds, and I think Unitigo will take it. 57 seconds to go in the third period. 38-34, Spartans down by 4 with the ball. Komenda backs off to Hartshorn. Hartshorn needs some help, gets it from Komenda. Three-pointer, Komenda right side, going to be short. Bucci goes for the save, saves it to Hartshorn, and out to Forte. 35 seconds to go, 12 on the shot clock. Does Unitigo know they got to get the ball out? And Winchester cans a two-pointer. A long two-pointer for Winchester. 38-36. Oh, the Spartans just made lemonade out of lemons on that possession. Let me tell you, after an air ball, Winchester hit a long two-pointer. 38-36, Storm will pay for the last shot. Driving in is Shackleton, and will score the layup. Shackleton with 10 points, 5 seconds to go. Commander charging down the right side, stops, goes for three, fake shot, no good. And we end the quarter with Unitigo and Unadilla Valley taking well-deserved breaks. The Storm lead the Spartans 40-36. Let me get a drink of water and come back hard charging for the fourth. It's the 13th annual MAC Boys Basketball Championships from SUNY Oneonta, and you're listening to it live on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, ready for the fourth quarter as they do a 50-50 here. Unadilla Valley, 7 field goals, 2 for 3 from the line, 16 points in that quarter. Unitigo, 5 field goals, just 1 for 6 from the line, and 11 points. And they go right down inside to Corbin Henry, who misses the layup off a nice feed from Commenda. That was a surprise play that I don't think UV saw coming, but Corbin Henry could not make the shot. He's back out there. Mason Alford is still out there for UV. Coming in is Nick White, and running into a wall of Spartan defenders. That's going to be on Shane Bucci. Oh, I'm sorry, no. Jonathan Forte is second. I thought I saw 4-2. Let me say 5-2. Fifth foul on Unitigo. At the line, Nick White, who is 3 for 5, now 4 for 6. He's got 6 points. 7:37 to go in this one. 41-36. Spartans have not led by more than 3. UV not more than 6. Right now they lead by 5. This would tie it up at 6 for their best lead. And they've got it. Nick White. Right now, remember at halftime I said free throws are a difference? That's exactly it. Unitigo was 1 for 6 from the line. There's Winchester out of fallaway. Spins out. Bucci tried for the save. Unsuccessful. Unitigo is 4 for 12 from the foul line, 2 for 10 in the last two quarters. As a difference, UV is 8 for 13 from the line. And a 4-point difference there. 42-36, Maynard, whoa, got away with a travel. They almost called it. I saw the official raise his hand, and then he came back. Shackleton misses the 10-footer right side. Rebound by Henry. Up ahead to Bucci. Bucci, left side. Oh, he got sandwiched, and a foul will be called. Good advance pass by Tanner Winchester as Bucci broke free. It's not very often. By the way, not very often Unitigo has gotten a breakaway, and they like, even on the small court, they find themselves in a lot of fast break situations. They have not had many in this one. Clock stopped at 7:03. Nick White's second foul for UV. Two shots for Shane Bucci, and he misses the first one. He missed both shots in the third quarter. And free throws are the Achilles heel right now for Unitigo, all things considered. Second shot is no good. Rebound by Alford. Alford to Shackleton, almost lost control of the ball. Forte giving him a headache, bringing the ball up the floor, making it tough. High post pass to Brett Hanselmeyer, guarded by Bucci, kicks it back, stolen by Forte. Weak pass by Hanselmeyer, I'm not sure why. But Forte right there. Here comes Komenda. Three fouls for him. Almost stolen away. Forte inside the Winchester. 10-foot jump shot. Way off the mark. Possession era. One of the few in this game. Corbin Henry tied up with Nick White. It'll be UV's ball. Here comes David Dufresne back in the ballgame. Now, with Dufresne out of the ballgame, Unitigo probably could have and should have capitalized. Points-wise, they did not. All right, so Henry comes out. Jared Jones is back in for Unitigo, giving them what little height that they have. That's about it. Unitigo not blessed with much height. UV is a little taller in each position, it seems like. So up the floor comes Nate Shackleton, playing the point against Forte. Out to White, quickly left side Dufresne. Dufresne behind the back. Bucci gives him everything he can handle. So the pass comes out to White. White comes in, triple team, scoop to the hoop, no good. Rebound by Komenda. Komenda leads the break, 3-on-2. Pass to the left side, stolen by Maynard. Nice play coming from the backside for Bryant Maynard, the senior. For Unadilla Valley, under 6 minutes to go. UV by six. UV upset Unitigo back a couple of weeks ago. They're going for it again. Dufresne wheels and deals down the paint and draws the foul on Shane Bucci. Make that Forte. We did that again. See, Forte's used to 24. Forte's third foul. And Dufresne is at the line with a team-high 14 points. Makes the first one. Dufresne is now 3-for-4 from the line. He's matching Winchester with a game high 15. Second shot is good. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout for Unitigo's coach Cal Locke. They've got some work to do. They trail 44-36. Storm's largest lead of the game. Stick around. More of the 13th Annual Mac Boys Championship live on WCDO.
The next time you visit a Scovel Mina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top. But you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in. Our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovel Mino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, besides all the other people we've had log on and tell us where they're logging in from, Spring Hill, Florida, Newtown, Connecticut, and get this, Winchester, Virginia. Didn't ask who Winchester, Virginia is rooting for, but guess what? Tanner Winchester has the ball for Unitigo, and he's going for Kellen Komenda. No, he passes over to Jonathan Forte, who if he hits a couple of threes could change things drastically. They set up a move for him on the left side. Oh, right side, I mean, and traveling in the corner. And they turn it back over to Unadilla Valley with 5:33 to go. 44-36, Unadilla Valley keeping the score low. The score of the first game that they won was 63-56. Traveling on the other side, but Winchester with a steal, but he was on the floor trying to get up. They're going to give it to UV again. Winchester called for a travel twice in a similar situation in just about the same spot in the floor, on the floor. Passing back out to Nick White. Nick White driving in against Forte. The pass is sloppy. Maynard able to catch it. Maynard passes to the left corner. White, oh! Nick White waited. Surprised he's not sore. He's going to get fouled by Jared Jones on the shot. What a ball fake, though. Nick White drove the baseline, drew a double team. He crouched down, faked going up, and two guys leaped, and or is it leapt, and went up hard with the ball, and they came down. Ouch. 5:13 left. Jones' second foul, as I said. White at the line. Bounces up and over. Nick White, 8 points, 5 for 7 from the line, but guess what? 5 for his last 5. Nails it. And let me stand corrected. 7 for his last 7. He missed his first 2. Winning move for Winchester could be just with a spin move to the basket, and he's fouled. And I had said Winchester had 15 points before matching Dufresne. He had 17. I give Tanner Winchester 2 lines in my scorebook. He's now got 19 and trying to match his uniform number of 20. But he misses again. He hit his first 2 free throws. He has missed 5 of his last 6. And a backcourt sloppy play by UV. Dufresne and Shackleton, they're looking at each other. Now they're looking at the official. Referees are going to confer. Once again, UV pleading their case. The three officials are going to come together. One, two, three, four, five. 4 of his last 5, Winchester has missed. 19 points, though, for Tanner Winchester. Kellen Komenda had 12 in the first half. He has been held scoreless in the second half. Clock stopped with 4:58 to go. Coach Matt Osborne trying to interpret the play as best he can to his advantage. The officials are explaining something to him, and that must mean that it's not going to go their way. They will call backcourt. They will uphold that call. I can't make a judgment on it. The referee was right in front of me. 46-38. That basket by Winchester brought it down from 10 points down to 8. It will be Unitigo's ball. UV got to put on the clamps defensively. The pass comes back to Kellen Komenda, who now crosses half court legally. 46-38, pass to Winchester, driving in, kicks it out to Forte, open for 3, it's good! Big shot for Jonathan Forte. I just got done saying he needs to hit a 3 to open it up for the offense. Big shot, 46-41, 4:37 to go. UV, though, still. Oh, there's a steal by Komenda. He's going to have a wide open lefty lamp, and he scores it. Well, there's another thing that came through. I said Komenda hadn't scored the second half. He's looking for points. He found it, and he did it all himself. A steal and a layup. And the game has changed dramatically, my friends. 46-43. Our sponsorships today include Roberts Eye Care of Sydney and Vestal, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, Franklin Rich's Auto Body. They'll be anxious for this next game. Cohen and Frazier Builders of Franklin, Dolores Fogarty, Attorney at Law in Unadilla, Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, Roma's in Sydney and Morris, VEP of Sydney, McDowell and Walker in Sydney and Delhi, Scovolvino Family of Dealerships, Sydney, Bainbridge, Oneonta, and Owego. Wow. Just a moment ago, it was 46-36. Winchester scored on a spinning drive to the basket. And then a sloppy backcourt violation on Unadilla Valley and a subsequent basket. Then Kellen Komenda's three-pointer by Jonathan Forte. Then Komenda steals the ball on the next play and goes untouched for a lefty layup. It's suddenly 46-43. Clock with 4:28. We've got lots and lots of time. UV to inbound. They're going full court. Nate Shackleton guarded by Forte. Jones helping on the defense. There's a steal by Forte. He goes to Jones. Lefty layup is gone. Unitigo down by 1. Excitement in Oneonta. Nate Shackleton to Nick White. Right back over to Shackleton. And he's going to This is a strange foul, my friend. This will be a very strange foul. Nate Shackleton had a 3-on-1, but instead of passing, I'm not kidding, he bowled over. He bowled over Shane Bucci. The whistle blew, he put up the shot, and they call it a good basket. talk about a break for Unadilla Valley. Nate Shackleton with a basket. He's got 12. This is why you're hearing a loud, loud, loud sound, because just as the backcourt didn't settle well with Unadilla Valley, this play did not settle well with Unitigo, and I can't say as I blame them. Shackleton misses the free throw. Commenda for three to tie it. Short. Tried to go for the save. The ball wound up. He knew he was going to miss, and he ran toward the basket, but the ball went up over his head. So UV will get the ball back, and again, they've got to go full court. Bounce pass to Maynard. Maynard all the way up the floor. Maynard stops, gives it to Shackleton left side, misses the shot, or Hanselmeyer rather. Rebound Maynard. UV will retain possession with a three-point lead, 3:43 to go. Boy, that Shackleton play is a game changer. If that's an offensive foul, that would have been Shackleton's second, but they would have given the ball back to Unitigo. Dufresne with a ball fake. He leaped up like he was going to shoot a three. He was on his tippy toes. I don't know. They're going to call him for a travel. But what a fake that was. He's not complaining. So I guess it was a good call. 48-43. Hard man-to-man defense by Unadilla Valley. Jones inside. I guess they're going to call a travel on Jared Jones, who got an extra step in the paint. My goodness. 48-45. Unitigo trailing by three. Forte is taking Nate Shackleton. Tanner Winchester on David Dufresne, driving in hard, hanging jump shot, good! David Dufresne with 18 points, 50-45, 2 minutes, 58 seconds left. Winchester, back to Kellen Kamena, down inside Bucci. Bucci gets caught in no man's land, and it's possession arrow, but this time it's for Unitigo. I'll spare the comments on why I think alternate possession is a joke, but it works in Unitigo's favor this time. 2:51, clock stop. 50-45. Way up top for Forte. Forte into the corner for Commenda. He's going to go for three, trying to draw the foul, and they say no, no contact. Well, there was contact, all right, but I don't know if it was worthy of a foul. Shackleton guarded by Commenda, driving in. Ball slips away, and that'll go. They'll say it's Unitigo's ball. That's another one that's. How did the ball get out of his hands and over into the corner? They'll say he touched it last. Unitigo ball. We play on. 2.5 to go. Timeout asked for by Cal Locke. I'm editorializing too much. I just see what I see, and then I see what's called. 50-45, Unitigo with a timeout, 2:29 left. We're going to take a short timeout. The conclusion of this 13th MAC Boys Championship should be a good one. Stick around on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
These two teams were engaged in one heck of a battle at Unadilla Valley, a game where UV went out to a 21-6 first quarter lead, shot lights out. Unitigo brought it back, fell 7 points short despite hitting 7 three-pointers. Today, 3 three-pointers, 2 by Kellen Commenda, 1 by Jonathan Forte. So it's Commenda, Winchester, Forte, Bucci, and Jones in there, the starters, except Corbin Henry is out and Bucci is in for Unitigo. Winchester driving in against the double team. Big shot, good. They went right to Winchester. There was no secret about that. 21 for Winchester. 50-47, 2:10 to play. UV up by 3. They've led the entire second half. Or not the entire second half, but most of the second half. Dufresne, fall away jump shot is short. Rebound, Forte. Dufresne on the floor. Here comes Komenda, left side. He's hit hard by Shackleton. That'll be his second foul, and Komenda will get two at the line. Winchester helping up David Dufresne, and they walk down together. That's class, my friends. The two best players in this league, well, two of the best. Got to go with Zach Wentlet of Green, Billy Kozak of Sydney in that list. Komenda at the line with a minute 54 left. First shot is up and good. Remember, he missed two at the end of the second quarter, but what did he do? He got the offensive rebound and scored the basket, so it was as good as 2 points. He's got 15, just three in the second half. Second shot is short. He knows it misses. He gets his own rebound, goes up, and he's fouled again. Komenda's got that way about him that he can miss a shot and know where it's going to miss, and he'll beat everybody to the rebound. This foul is on Brent Hanselmeyer, only his second. Remember, David Dufresne, the only one for UV with three. Henry and Bucci each with three for Unitigo. Komenda back at the line. His team trails by two. Shot is up and no good, and he's not happy with himself right there. 18th birthday. You don't get many chances to play a key game on your birthday. He's got that chance. He misses again. Dufresne rebounds up the floor. Dufresne going to drive all the way and score it. Boy, that was easy. David Dufresne, pedal to the metal, 52-48. Three-pointer, Forte, left side. No, it's an air ball. Rebounded by Shackleton behind the back, and a timeout asked for by Matt Osborne. I wondered why things stopped. 1:32 left. UV 52, Spartans 48. We've had a lot of great logging on locations today. I can't say enough about it. I mean, Brazil, Illinois, Jasmine Estates, Florida, Gansevoort, New York, Charlotte, Cambridge, Massachusetts, Winchester, Virginia, Albany, Portland, Oregon, New York City. Don't want to forget our friends in New Berlin, or Otigo, or Oneonta, or Sydney, or south of Berlin, or Mount Upton. This is postseason is where it's all about. I mean, we get a lot of people during the regular season, don't get me wrong, but tonight, yowza. They really are everywhere in the United States. We're so happy about that. The other game, if you did get a chance to listen to the first game or want to know how you can go to WCDO Sports On Demand, WCDOSports.com, and go to Sports On Demand. Harpersville against Bainbridge Guilford. So we bring the boys back out on the floor. It's Maynard, Shackleton, White, Hanselmeyer, and Dufresne for UV. Defensively, Forte, Jones, Komenda, Winchester, and Bucci. It'll be Storm ball. They set a screen. Go back to White. Almost a steal by Komenda. Komenda still hawking Nick White everywhere. Komenda with three fouls. He can't get his fourth. Dufresne going to drive in. Banks that good. Dufresne is elated, to say the least. He's got 22. He's the game's top scorer, and it's back to a six-point lead. They got to go to a three-point try here. Nope. Komenda's going to go for two. Missed it. Rebound for Hanselmeyer. Rebounds off to Shackleton with the outlet. Stolen from behind by Bucci. No, he passed it away. Dufresne with a steal. Dufresne, a hanging jump shot, no good. Ball out of bounds off the Storm. Oh, Shane Bucci has a steal, and he panicked and threw it to the wing where nobody was there. Dufresne was the closest. 55.8 to go. UV fans right behind me yelling for all their worth. Can UV pull off a second upset? Komenda lets the ball roll to half court before he picks it up. Buys himself a little bit of time. Winchester shovels it off to Bucci, and they'll say it's off his hand. Well, Spartans looking for a foul or something, but I'm telling you what, when they've gotten to the line, they have not produced. Timeout asked for by Unitigo, the 30-second version. Let me just review the second half free throws. Una de la Valle has shot 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 free throws for UV. They've made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 70%, right? 7 for 10? Unitigo in the second half. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That's three more. How many have they made? Two. 2 for 13 from the free throw line. Still a two-possession game. Still a two-possession game, but it's UV ball. They've got to come the length of the floor. Same guys in for both teams. No subs. Steal by Komenda. Oh, no, in the corner. He anticipated it. Got hit out of bounds. Storm by six and the ball. Maynard passes in to White. Foul from behind by Forte. That'll be four. Not sure if Cal Locke wants to put in a couple of guys who don't have any fouls so they can give them. Because that's four on Jonathan Forte. Back to the line for Nick White. He is 5 for 5 in this half. 7 for his last 7. This is a 1-1. It's up and it's good. Well, there's no question in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind. If they win this one, they got to count their blessings for the free throws. Second shot is up, and it's good. 11 points for Nick White. 44 seconds to go. Now it's a three-possession game. And Komenda lets it fly for three, but it's no good. Rebound. Dufresne and Bucci fought for it, but it was Nick White who got it. Now they're going to pull it out with 27 seconds to go. Komenda commits his fourth foul. And I think you can hear the reaction for UV fans who are on their feet. We will have our post-game awards. Bryant Maynard at the line. He's 2 for 4 so far from there. 26 seconds to go. The two-shot foul because Unitigo has the double bonus out there. And Maynard makes his 3rd out of 5. Second shot is no good. Rebound Jones. Oh, but a steal by Dufresne. Dufresne got away with a double dribble. In the excitement, I don't think anybody caught it. Shackleton. With 15 seconds to go, the pass along the key there to Maynard, back to White. White will weave it to Shackleton. Kellen Komenda will commit his 5th foul. It's not a good thing for Komenda to have his 5th foul. But he had no choice to stop the clock. But the game right now is a 9-point lead. Kellen Komenda will sit down with 15 points. Not the birthday present he was looking for. One, two, three, four. He finishes with 15 points. So at the line is Nate Shackleton. He go for one, makes the first one. It's been that kind of a game for Unadilla Valley. 7.7 seconds to go, a 10-point lead. This is the largest lead of the game for Unitigo, for Unadilla Valley, I'm sorry, and the second time that they've hit this mark. Shot is up, and now they got a new largest lead. 14 points, and that'll do it, 59-48. Winchester for 3-2. Final score, Unadilla Valley 59, Unitigo 48. There is a new MAC champion, and it's Unadilla Valley. And Coach Matt Osborne, Assistant John Jackson, deserving all the credit for having a killer game plan today. They did the job. They made the free throws. They got the turnovers. They pulled down the rebound. Unitigo made that last gasp. They came from 10 down to trail by 2. Couldn't get the free throws to go. That's the way the high school basketball game bounces. And we will be back to give you our post-game awards and get set up for our third and final game here tonight. In just a moment, 59-48. Congratulations, Unadilla Valley. We'll be back to wrap it all up on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherburne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Well, they're announcing all the names for all the kids to get their patches. And what a special night for Unadilla Valley. As the Unadilla Valley Storm become the new champions for the first time since, I think, 2004 or 2005. Or maybe a little bit later, I'm not sure. But I know 2014 MAC champions in the postseason tournament, Unadilla Valley Storm. Just finishing up here. Making sure all the numbers add up, and I think they do. But boy, free throws were without a doubt the difference in this game. As Unadilla Valley unofficially 19 for 26, Unitigo 5 for 19. All right, Unadilla Valley. Well, no, let's start with Unitigo. First, Tanner Winchester with 9 field goals, just 3 for 7 from the line, 21 points. Kellen Kamenda on his 18th birthday, 15 points, 12 in the first half, just not enough. 1 for 6 from the line, 2 3-pointers, 15. Jonathan Forte had the other 3-pointer in 5-point total for him. Shane Bucci, 0 for 4 from the line, 0 points. Eric Hartshorn, a basket, a free throw, and 2 tries for 3. Jared Jones, 2 baskets, finishing with 4. So no points for, I'm looking down. No, I guess for Corbin Henry, who was a starter, and he got in early foul trouble and just never could recover. So 48 points there. 5 for 19 from the free throw line, as I said, and 3 3-pointers. For Unadilla Valley, Bryant Maynard had 3 for 6 from the line for 3. Nick White, what a game he had. He missed his first 2 free throws and only made 1 basket, but he made 9 for his last 9, finishing with 11. David Dufresne, the game, team high, or the game high, 22 points, including 12 in the second half and 8 in the fourth quarter alone. 9 field goals, 4 for 5 from the line for 22. Brett Hanselmeyer with a basket. He finishes with 2. Nate Shackleton, 6 baskets, 2 for 3 from the line for 14 points. And Mason Alford off the bench. If we had a sub of the game, he would have definitely got it. 7 points for him, 3 baskets, 1 for 1 from the line, and that was from a 3-point play in the second quarter. We had ties of 2, 6, 23, 27, and 29, by the way, and we did have 6 lead changes, 3 in the first half, 3 in the second half. 29 field goals that I have. Let's see, for sure, 22-pointers, no 3-pointers for Unadilla Valley, 19 for 26 from the line, That adds up to a nifty 59 points. You never really score a lot of points in this gym, in this championship situation. 59 is a pretty good number to hit for Unadilla Valley. And let me just see if I've got their team average. No, but let me add it up real quick. 10, 18, 28, and 11 is 39, and 39 and 18 is 57, 57 and 8 is 60. So they average about 65 points a game, a little below their average, but a nice job nonetheless. And I'm impressed with that 19 for 26 from the foul line, especially in the second half when they were 13 for 16 from the foul line. So congratulations to them. Time for our post-game awards on WCDO as we get ready for the Tri-Valley finale for us. The opener of the Tri-Valley, Franklin and Milford, coming up soon. First of all, starts with NBT Bank Outstanding Offensive Award. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for over 150 years. Member FDIC. NBT Bank Outstanding Offensive Award tonight is going to go to Nick White. Nick White with 9 free throws. There's a lot to be said for making free throws, and Nick White was the offensive catalyst to do exactly that. He will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Now it's time for Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense. Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Well, who do you pick on a dynamic defense? You had guys on both sides playing extremely good defense. For Unitigo, I'm looking at Jared Jones and Kellen Comenda. And at Unadilla Valley, I'm looking at Brett Hanselmeyer, Nate Shackleton, Bryant Maynard, David Dufresne. I mean, what a game they had. And we're going to go on our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award to... I'm going to go with Nate Shackleton. Nate Shackleton will get the Dynamic Defense Award. Congratulations to him. Outstanding. Don't have stats to prove it one way or the other, but you just know it when you see it. He certainly had it tonight. And for our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award winner, it's the Echo Brands folks in Sydney, proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best to all players this season and remind you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. No question in my mind, David Dufresne, when he was out of the game, while Unitigo didn't capitalize, when he was back in the game, things happened. He would take the rebound, dribble all the way down, and finish or dish. And David Dufresne, who will most likely be in the first team MAC and possibly MVP, hard to say at this point, but when you are on the winning team, chances are that they vote that way. He would deserve it in every step of the way. Didn't have that great a game against Sydney that I did, but he had a great game tonight. Despite foul trouble in the third quarter, came back storming with 8 fourth quarter points, and he gets that award for tonight. I can't do any interviews, but we can certainly turn it over to Joe, the engineer, Joe Gardner. He's going to have some music for you, and we'll reload and get ready for the Franklin versus Milford game as they're coming out to warm-ups. So, again, the final score, Unitigo. Can't do the three-peat this year. It's Unadilla Valley 59 and Unitigo 48. For WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. I'll be back shortly with the Franklin-Milford Tri-Valley Girls Championship live on WCDO.